The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Tigers, 4 under par, off to a great start. Raj, quick, name someone else on the leaderboard. I don't think people can hear you right now, Raj. I couldn't hear you.
Tiger, Fuzzy Zeller.
Fuzzy Zeller. How many golfers do you think you could name?
Current?
No, of all time. You think you could name 10?
I can name 10. I watch enough news, like Chichi Rodriguez and those guys. I watch enough highlights to, but it would
Fuzzy
be
Zeller,
more
Chichi
the old
Rodriguez.
School.
You're only remembering the real standout names, though, the real memorable ones.
The personalities, too.
By the way, you know we could make up names and fool each other with that, right? Just make up some name that sounds like it's a golfer. We probably, he was good. Reach me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. That voice you hear is the voice of my producer, Raj Grobes, who won't give
Hike
his
man.
Government name.
Hike Man. I like Hike Man better.
Raj
like
Grobes
Flavor,
is so obviously a fake made-up name. That's a dude writing a screenplay trying to come out. What am I going to call the character? Raj Grobes. And I never knew that about Raj. He's sitting in L.A. right now. You know, this is COVID, so I'm in an undisclosed location on the East Coast, and he's on the West Coast. Yeah, I never knew that was a fake, made-up name until one day I was like, Raj Grobes? Nah, I don't think so. And I thought I was just joking, but Raj's like, yeah, it's true. I mean, it's not my real name. Westbrook wants out of Houston, but where can he go? About to get into that. Be a part of Max Kellerman Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It's official. College football's back. So is your favorite Dr. Pepper-loving college football town, Fansville. Head to a store near you to treat your inner college football fan to an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today. But first, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Houston, we have a problem again. Russell Westbrook wants out of Houston, and apparently so does James Harden. What to do? Where can Westbrook go? Let me tell you what makes the most sense to me. What stupid team out there would be willing to part with the most assets for a dynamic, exciting star that could draw fans, but you know you're not going to build a championship team around him? What major market out there knows that they have no championship aspirations and they're always selling their fans a dream, never intending to make good on it, or else incompetent, not competent enough to make good on it? What team does that sound like? Let me see. Major market, always terrible, just needs a superstar to sell tickets and be relevant, never plans on winning a championship because the owner, as far as these things go, when you measure wins and losses in championships, is a loser. Who? Who could this be? Ah, I know, Raj. The New York Knicks. It's a new day. No, the Knicks aren't falling for the okey-doke this time. Yeah, right. Russell, here, watch this. I'll pitch it to the Knicks right now. Now, Westbrook's owed $41 million a year, and he's on the wrong side of 30. And in spite of being on a lot of great teams, he's never won a championship. Love watching Westbrook, by the way. Here, I'll pitch it to the Knicks right now. Guys, you thought you were going to sign Kevin Durant. You wind up signing Julius Randle. you thought it was going to be a new day and you're going to get all these draft picks. You've whiffed on the draft so far every year. Oh, we're going to have all this cap space. No one wants your money. No one wants to play for Dolan. You've taken one of the glamour franchises in the NBA. When I was a little kid, they had just come out of this era where Clyde Frazier and them won 2 championships. And you've run it into the ground. It's a laughing stock. But I got a guy for you who plays with the heart that New Yorkers love, who plays all out. He's like Mike Tyson in basketball shorts. Ding, ding, round one from tip. This dude is going at it 100% of the time, always giving effort. you will absolutely make the playoffs, and he will electrify Madison Square Garden. See, Raj, right there. Knicks executives right now are listening to that going, he has a point. They're going to trust me. No, not these Knicks. They're too disciplined. Yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Really? Dolan's not going to be like, really? Do we have a better plan than Russell Westbrook? You could even fool yourself into thinking that Russell Westbrook actually does get you close to a championship. Like, how many guys do you need with him? He and Harden were obviously not the best fit. Paul George is an excellent player, but he's come up small in the playoffs. And actually, when Westbrook and Durant were playing together, they may have underachieved, but they made a finals. And they came very close to making another finals. They lost in Game 7 to the Warriors. You know, only because Westbrook and Durant played small when they needed the most did they not win the whole thing, or at least get to the finals. No, you could talk the Knicks into this. No question about it. Knicks fans, 888-SAY-ESPN. You want Russell Westbrook? Of course they do. James Harden, meantime. Whatever you want to say about D'Antoni, and by the way, Daryl Morey, well, they never got over the hump. Everyone, just think about this logically for a second. James Harden was never on a team that should have been contending for a championship ever in Houston. What, with Chris Paul? And it looked like the remains of Chris Paul at the time. He was hurt a lot. And Clint Capella and these guys? Come on. That's not a championship squad. And yet, James Harden was playing a Game 7 at Houston. This is not pre-Kevin Durant. This is not an injured Durant and Clay. This is a fully healthy death lineup. Except instead of Harrison Barnes, it was Kevin Durant. Remember the 73-win death lineup? Steph, Clay, Harrison Barnes, Iguodala, and Draymond? Take Harrison Barnes out, put Kevin Durant in. Steph, Clay, Iguodala, KD, and Draymond Green. That team should have never been on the road for a Game 7, but they were, because a Daryl Morey GM'd, Mike D'Antoni coached, Houston team starring James Harden and a cast of supporting characters, because CP3 was hurt a lot, had home court for Game 7 against those Warriors. And by the way, they should have won. CP3 got hurt. He couldn't play in Game 7. They went at one point 1 or 0 for 27. I forgot what they finished, 2 or 3 of 30-something from 3. It was the worst, literally the worst night of shooting I've ever seen from 3 in my life, ever, on the NBA level. And yet they still only lost by single digits. So wait, you mean to tell me James Harden loses by single digits to the KD, Steph, Clay, Dre, Iguodala Warriors when he and his team had the worst shooting night ever? Why is that? Is it some mysterious formula? No. Daryl Morey said, we're going to play the most efficient brand of basketball ever seen. We don't care if it's pretty or not. We're going to get results. And D'Antoni stuck to it. Oh, but with no mid-range, there wasn't enough versatility in the offense. Nonsense. The only reason they got close with a vastly inferior team is because of that system. Well, that's gone now. You think Harden doesn't know it? You think Harden doesn't know they're never going to whiff that again right now, given the team as is? Where does Harden go? The late, great Dr. Jerry Buss, the greatest owner by far in the history of American team sports, told Kobe Bryant when he wanted out, Kobe, you're a 5-carat diamond. I can't get equal value for you. I'm not breaking you down into 5 1-carat diamonds. Kendrick Perkins got mad at me when I brought that up earlier today on First Take because he was like, hey, it's not the same thing and it's not a good analogy. It is a very good analogy. Dr. Buss wasn't telling Kobe you can't leave because you played for the Lakers your whole career. He told him you can't leave because I can't get equal value for you. So what do you do about James Harden if you're the Rockets? Where does he go? If Ben Simmons is available, that's a destination because that's another 5-carat, at least 4.5-carat diamond. But I'm not trying to hear Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert. Like, those are nice players, especially LeVert. They ain't franchise cornerstones. And that's what you need for James Harden. My guess is if he's on the move, he's headed for Philly. Unless the Warriors want to put him with Steph and Clay, thinking that that second overall pick can entice the Rockets. That was Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. Is Bobby Marks there already?
Been there for 5 minutes.
Why don't you tell me? Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider, joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
Like
Bobby, you there?
Analogy, Max. I like that James Harden analogy. I agree with you 100% how you just broke that down.
Right. See? Bobby Marks, smart man. Bobby, let me ask you something. What teams can trade for Westbrook? He has a huge contract.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're looking at probably teams that are rebuilding, right? If you think you're a team like Charlotte or Detroit, and that is your main marquee free agent that you can't get this offseason, and you slide him in with, you know, potentially cap space or sending out expiring contracts. I think those are your teams you're looking at. I think if you're New York, and the question I wrote up yesterday was if Russell Westbrook was a free agent, would you pay 3 years, $132 million for him right now, knowing, you know, everything his body has gone through? And I'm not sure. I don't think I would. Max. Wow. So I think those are your teams. You know, it's the Charlottes of the world. It's maybe Orlando, Detroit. It's hard for me to think the Clippers can get the money to work, and you basically have to send four or five players out. Same with the Lakers. It's just that he makes so much money. You know, he's at $41 million, and you got to basically send about $33 million out. So his market is, I thought he was hard to trade a year ago. I was surprised that Houston did that and had to give up so much to do it. I think it's certainly more diminished probably this year.
Well, the thing is, he's still really good. Like, sometimes I think we have a tendency to look at what's next and what a guy makes and is he ascending or descending, and then overlook the fact that a guy's really good. But his skill set is redundant with guys like the Freak. You know, like, he's the guy who collapses. He has to be the primary ball handler, collapse the defense, but he can't shoot. And there are enough, like, there are some teams who are really looking for that second star, but they need that second star to be able to shoot. That's not Westbrook. That's why, Bobby, when I survey the landscape, I don't care, oh, there's a new sheriff in town in New York and all this stuff. The Knicks, you know, Dolan's going to be sitting there going, wait a minute, I can sell tickets at the Garden. We'll be respectable. You know, New Yorkers will appreciate his style of play. They could fit him. I'm like, what do the Knicks have on the books right now? I look at a team like the Knicks and think, Dolan will find this irresistible.
Yeah, I mean, and they would still have room in 21 to go out and get another guy. I mean, I think basically Russell would equal all those players on these non-guaranteed contracts, the Taj Gibson, the Elfrid Payton, the Wayne Ellington, Reggie Bullocks of the world. I mean, you could basically just slide in. It's just a matter of what you want to give up. And, you know, they are, you know, certainly flush with assets, with the Dallas pick, the Clippers pick, you know, certainly not their own pick here, and some of those younger players. So, yeah, if that makes sense to you and you've got a comfort level, and you're right. We always look at the contract of a player, and he is still a heck of a player, right? But it is all a matter of where does he fit the best here. And he would certainly have center stage in New York.
What about James Harden? I'm looking at Harden, and if he wants out as well, I would think it would be very difficult to get equal value for him, although the Warriors have the second overall pick, right? And they have some, I don't know if people think Wiggins has value or not, because he also makes a lot of money and has underachieved in his career, though he's played better defense recently. But Stephen A. brought up on First Take today, Ben Simmons. And I think about Simmons coming off a big injury, but, he's a great defender. He creates more open looks for teammates than anyone in basketball. Really, the only thing he doesn't do is shoot. He doesn't shoot at all, but he does everything else at a totally elite level. He's young, ascending. He's never really had his own team. There's no one clogging the middle in Houston if Westbrook and Harden are gone. What's the likelihood, especially with Morey's presence in Philly, of a swap taking place?
Yeah, I mean, I think with Harden, if we were ranking best contracts or, you know, for best value, he would be right up there. Because usually these type of players, these franchise-level players, you're usually moving them when they're on an expiring, when they're in their last year. We saw it with Kawhi, with AD. But with James, you've got him for 3 years here, and that has a tremendous amount of value. And I think with you mentioned Golden State, you know, they do have the number two pick. They also have that Minnesota pick in 2021, which is probably more valuable than this year, this yep. year's pick in this year's draft. Wiggins, you know, you can certainly make the money work if that's what Golden State Houston is looking to do. And then, yeah, I mean, with Philly. Yeah,
see, I don't like the Golden State-Houston thing for either team. I don't think you need James Harden holding the ball. The thing about Steph that makes him so excellent is really a two-guard who has great handles so he can play the one, and he's too short to defend the two. But the ball doesn't stick with him. So you have a bunch of shooters. Yeah, the ball's over. Yeah. Who needs Harden messing that up? Because then I recall Harden on OKC, like they couldn't play him and Westbrook together because it made the whole team less efficient. But I think of Harden on Philadelphia with Embiid, and I think that is very, very tough.
Yeah, I think my only concern with Philly, with you know, if I was Houston, is I probably want to see Ben on the court healthy.
Right.
You know, this shortened, you know, when we're getting going, I would thought maybe when we get to, if we had started in mid-January here, I'm not sure he'll be ready to go when we get going around Christmas time, just because that injury was in August. Mm-hmm. So I would probably want to see where he is, certainly from a health standpoint. But yeah, I mean, Philly's got with Simmons, Matthijs Thybulle, who's certainly a good defender. If you're looking, you're never, as you said, you're never going to get the true value back. But you know, you're basically swapping a franchise player for an all NBA player, and that doesn't. You know, that doesn't happen, you know, often here.
Yep. Bobby Marks, ladies and gentlemen, really appreciate it, Bobby. Check him out. ESPN's very own, of course. Let me tell you something. The Knicks can say whatever they want. They can't draft. They can't identify talent. They can't develop once they do draft. They can't get anyone to take their money. The owner's terrible. No one wants to play for Dolan. And if you have a chance, like, where is Westbrook heading? Westbrook's heading to a place that could never get a guy like Westbrook if he wasn't a distressed asset, right? Who could never get a guy like that, an elite guy, whatever you want to say about Westbrook, whether he's top 10 or top 15, he's an elite player. He's not a five-star player. He's not an MVP caliber player. He's not a four-star player. He's better than that. Westbrook makes poor decisions with the ball. People say whatever. Westbrook shoots better than like Ben Simmons. At least he shoots the ball. And he's had years where he's shot about 34%, 35% from three. Westbrook is a great player. And he's still, if he's not in his prime, he's close to it. And so normally it's a team like an Indiana or a Milwaukee now with the Freak, but that kind of sized market that's not in a warm weather city, that's not in a tax-free state, right, where NBA players don't want to go. Would make a move, yeah, we'll take that bag contract because we have an attraction now. We have high-end talent now. But because of the disgusting mismanagement of the New York Knicks by Dolan, by James Dolan, who inherited his team and his business from his daddy, who was born on third base and thought he hit a triple, and who can't get out of his or New York's way, because of Dolan, no one, the Knicks are a laughing stock. No one cares about them anymore. The Brooklyn Nets are clearly and by far the glamour team in New York. And the Knicks are clearly and by far the clown team in New York. They're a clown show. And Dolan's aware of this, you would think. So you can't draft, you can't develop, and you can't get someone to take your money. But you ain't Indiana. You're not only a big market, you're the biggest market on earth. The most important single market on earth is New York City. The stock exchange, Broadway, Wall Street, right? Like anyway, by the way, the entertainment business other than LA is located in New York. It's the biggest, most populous, most productive, biggest economic engine on earth. On earth. And yet you can't get a basketball player to take your money there. Madison Square Garden, the Mecca. It's true. It's the most famous arena in the world is Madison Square Garden. Can't get a basketball player to take your money. That's where guys like Westbrook in this point in their career wind up. It should be a place like, I'm using Indiana as an example. But that's how they can acquire high-end talent because they ain't going to get a free agent. And the Knicks are so bad at unlucky in the draft and bad at identifying talent and bad at developing it and bad at keeping it. Like Porzingis is like, I got to get away from you clowns. That Westbrook makes sense to them, for them. They know he ain't going to win them a championship, but that's not the point anymore. The point is just to fool you suckers, Knicks fans, which I used to be, into patronizing that sorry, pathetic product again. And I'm here to tell you, yeah, Westbrook will be exciting. You don't have to patronize the Knicks anymore. You don't have to. For years, they were the only show in town. They're not anymore. They ran unopposed. That's why they were New York's team. Usually there's a heritage team and a clown team. The Yankees and the Mets. Heritage clown. Giants, Jets. Heritage clown. Although right now the Giants. That was the Knicks. They were both the heritage team. The Walt Frazier two championships, proud Patrick Ewing teams. And the clown team. Since Jim Dolan really took over the show from his father. Who was not a great owner, but he wasn't a laughing stock either. Jim Dolan's a laughing stock. A laughing stock. A pathetic laughing stock. And I'm here to tell New Yorkers, you have a choice now. Remember all those years? Knicks can't hurt you anymore. The Nets were in Jersey. They're not anymore. They're in the NBA. They're in Brooklyn. They have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And they might mess around and get James Harden. Who knows?
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. My mind playing tricks on me. Wait, is that the original or is that the loop? Is that the loop? My mind playing tricks. That used to be my victory music. Remember that, Raj, on the Max and Marcellus? Whenever I won the trivia game.
It's like I'm a movie star. I drive big money. Big cars. That's the part you came from.
Everybody knows me. It's like I'm a movie star. Let me tell you something. I started to flip stuff over in the studio. That music started to come on. Yeah. My mind playing tricks on me. You know what I love about that one? About that song? My late great brother Sam used to bring this up. Bushwick Bill. Used to say he stood about, remember, he's having a nightmare, and he thinks he's being followed by a dude. He said he stood about six or 7 feet. Now that will do the clean version. That's the creep I'll be seeing in my sleep. Yeah. Bushwick Bill is a small person. I don't know what the politically correct terminology or the inoffensive terminology now.
I think now little or small person. I have to look it up to be sure.
Right.
But it's
but
not
any
the
rate,
term.
At any rate, it occurred to like there's a big difference between a guy who's 6 or 7 feet.
Not to him.
Not to him, right? That's what he stood like. If you bumped into a dude who's 6 feet, you'd be like, okay, that's like a regular size. 7 feet, damn, that's a giant. But Bushwick Bill's like, I don't know, man. He looks really tall to me. 6 or 7 feet. Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Shell Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Lamar Jackson believes opposing defenses know what the Ravens are calling. He believes that the high-scoring Ravens offense has gotten too predictable. They're calling our plays, stuff like that, told the Rich Eisen show. They know what we're doing. Sometimes stuff won't go our way if they're beating us to the punch. Want to hear him say it instead of me? Listen, here's Lamar Jackson. I should have just let him. Lamar said, I just quoted him, but he says it with flavor. Lamar has some guys just have that personality. Like Lamar Jackson, you can see that his teammates like him. You can see, by the way, he's not an excuse maker. If he's saying something like this, I'll bet you it's true. He's like Lamar Jackson's not the, like Lamar Jackson will stand up and be accountable if he screws up. He's got real leadership qualities, it seems to me. So if he says that, I would tend to believe it. Offense too predictable. Then again, Lamar started out his career, as Warren Sharp of Sharp Analytics pointed out, as the most accurate 21-year-old passer in NFL history. More than Peyton Manning or anyone. That doesn't mean that the trajectory is going to take him to the place where he's the most accurate passer in NFL history. But it means he started out as a much more accurate passer than people realized. But if the offense is predictable, partly that's because, hold on, sneeze. A little dusty in the studio, Raj. Little dusty and cold, as you can see, I have a jacket on.
It looks cold. You got, like, what's that stuff called in tobacco they put for, use for insulation? What's that stuff that's dangerous?
Asbestos?
Yes, you got that in the background falling all over the place. I saw a rat run across that top board right there.
There's no rat. Don't be ridiculous. There happened to be.
I saw one.
You ever see a barn spider? Looks like a tarantula. I had to kill one in the middle of a segment on First Take the other day. Walking right, spiders don't scare, like some people have arachnophobia, they don't bother me, but I saw a big one. I was like, I waited for the camera to cut to Stephen A. I took a shoe and whap.
Oh, how'd you clean it up? That's why I like cleaning big ones.
Clean it up, it's right over, I can look, I can see it from here.
let me
tell you something. when an animal is that big, a pest is that big that you kill, the reason it's kind of gross is not because, like, oh my God, spiders are so disgusting. It's like there's like a moral question, like something that big. I don't know. Am I supposed to kill that? I think he was holding a cup of coffee when he came in with one of his. That's a big dude.
He had a cigarette.
Yeah.
Like, yo, man, I'm just having a morning smoke, man.
Not kidding. I can see it from here. Yeah. Man. I mean, part of the reason let me get back to the point. Part of the reason Lamar Jackson or the offense may be a little predictable is he has not progressed. Like, there's a tipping point with young quarterbacks and their accuracy down the field. And Lamar Jackson, is he accurate enough to be a great quarterback? Yes, he is. But if you're talking about top half or bottom half accuracy, you know, I wouldn't put him in the top half. Certainly not in the top third. He's not that kind of quarterback yet. And I don't know if he'll ever be. We'll see. But the offense gets a little predictable if you can't be consistently accurate. You know, you've seen guys who can throw a deep ball and thread the needle while they do it, right? But can you do that consistently? That's what, when we say accuracy, that's what we mean. Drew Brees doesn't have a rifle for an arm, but damn, that dude puts that thing, on dude's steps. Told you, I saw that amazing viral. I don't know if it actually ever went viral, but I saw it online. If you look it up, Drew Brees, I think it was one of those sports science things. Drew Brees versus an Olympic archer. A couple years ago, an Olympic archer, and you would think you'd have more accuracy with a bow and arrow, right? Because, like, I don't know, like it's going at a higher velocity and it's a smaller object, a pointy object. You would think you would. Drew Brees from the same distance beat the hell out of the Olympic archer hitting a target. I want to say Drew Brees had like 7 bullseyes and the archer had like 3. It wasn't close. He's from the same distance, more accurate than an Olympic archer. That ain't Lamar Jackson. So, you know, you see a guy like Tua. Tua can be an accurate quarterback. He was accurate in college. You can see he's going to be accurate. Baker Mayfield looked accurate in college, because Lincoln Riley is scheming guys open. So his percentages are good, but he's not a thread-the-needle kind of, oh, my God, did you see that quarterback, Baker Mayfield? But Tua has a chance to be that as a pro. That's not Lamar. So, the offense will start to get predictable after a while because it limits what a coach can do with a guy. Richie and Flushing, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Richie.
Sorry about that. I had to mute you. Max.
Yeah.
Hey, Kellerman. Dude, what kind of New Yorker are you, man? Come on.
You're killing us.
Knicks need Russell Westbrook. He's the best point guard to come to New York since Clyde.
Yeah, but by the way, what do you mean? What kind of New Yorker are you? What is that supposed to mean? I'm keeping it 90. I don't keep it 100. You got to give yourself some wiggle room. But I'm keeping it 90. What are you keeping it right now?
Bro,
yes, he's the best point guard the Knicks will have had. He's the best point guard the Knicks will have had since Clyde. Are you going to win a championship with him? Richie, are you going to win a championship with Russell Westbrook?
We may not win a championship with him just yet, but he will be a nice stepping stone to something much greater, which is better than what we have.
You ain't ever going to have anything greater. You and I actually agree about this. Westbrook should be a Knick because you're never going to have anything greater as a Knick fan. Never. Not as long as Dolan owns the team. It will never get better than Russell Westbrook and the second round of the playoffs. That is by far, that's more than Knicks fans deserve for sticking with that garbage team. And you probably ain't even going to get that. Let's be honest. Yeah, Westbrook would deliver the Knicks to the playoffs, make the Knicks relevant, electrify New York City, be a lot of fun to watch, and maybe get you to the second round. It's not a stepping stone to a championship, but that much is true. And if you're a Knicks fan going, yeah, that's more than we have now, we're probably not even, you're right. That's the best deal you're ever going to have with Dolan as the owner. You might as well take it. Where would Westbrook fit? Axe Max is next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Who's the, everyone on Miami, all the running backs are banged up, huh? Who's their third string back? He's going to get all the carries. I can't hear you, Raj.
Jordan Howard is the guy. Jordan Howard.
Yeah, Jordan Howard got to be dirt cheap on DraftKings right now.
Yeah, I checked it out this morning. I ain't going to tell you.
I think I might have to flex Jordan Howard. Tiger's off to a good start, by the way. Is Tiger the GOAT? Going to get into that later. You can reach me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776 for Axe Max. Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection just got easier with more than 30 coverage options available. Progressive has you covered. More at progressivecommercial.com. All right, here we go. Sammy in Missouri. What you want, Sammy?
I just wanted to say how disappointed I am with Russell Westbrook and especially James Harden. It's like this championship or bust thing, it's just messing up the game. Like, James Harden should stay in Houston. I know that he can do something. I mean, it's better than just leaving and teaming up. I mean, like, a person like Allen Iverson, he's a legend in Philadelphia. He never won a championship. And it's just like, really, what is Russell Westbrook going to do? He's not going to win a championship nowhere else. I mean, unless, like, he somehow magically ends up on the Lakers or the Warriors.
But that's partly a commentary on how good they are. Like, but the reason we value championships is because only the best players win them as the primary scoring options, right? Or ball handlers. And only the best players who can perform in crunch time actually win them. Like, Paul George doesn't have any championships because he has not been big in the playoffs. It's true, right? You got to perform under pressure and you got to be elite. So here's the issue with James Harden. He took under-talented teams way deeper into the playoffs and threatened the Warriors in a far greater way than he should have. But that's not just Harden. That's Maury and D'Antoni using a system that allows a guy like Harden to be that successful. If you have Harden, do you want Harden on the Warriors? I think that messes it up. I don't think you want Harden on the Warriors. Where does Harden work? Does he work on the Celtics? Harden can only play a very specific style of basketball at a high level. That's a very effective style. But there are better players than him, right? So even teaming up with Harden, you need to do that. Like, he needs to have role players whose talents are pitched extremely high. You got to get that formula just right. Teddy in St. Louis, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
All right, Max, three-team trade. All right, here we go. Harden, Celtics, Kemba and Hayward to the Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge to the Celtics.
Wait, to the Celtics? Does Houston get anybody? Or then everyone, just Celtics gets everybody. Celtics get everybody, according to this. All right, here's the trade. James Harden to the Celtics. Then LaMarcus Aldridge to the Celtics. And then the Spurs send the Celtics draft picks. What do you think? Other teams got to get stuff too. And no, the value of LaMarcus Aldridge or Kemba Walker as the centerpiece in a trade or Gordon Hayward does not equal James Harden. News from Max Kellerman Nation. Teddy just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Pre Primo. Primo's on the line, huh? All right, Primo, what do you got?
Hey, Max.
Yes.
Max, it's a shame that the world misses out
seconds.
On all the entertainment it could get if you
hold on,
and
wait, Primo,
had some
Primo,
time to
Primo,
talk.
Primo, stop yes. right there. We got like 20 seconds left. Hold Primo. I'm going to get to him in the next hour. I can't just give Primo 10 seconds. The whole thing is he goes on for 12 minutes. Can anyone play with Harden in a way that results in a championship? Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, the podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.